get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vinkenseid, written by Paul Reimer. Vinkenseid is brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Crisco, the pure all-vegetable shortening. It's digestible. Well, sir, it's 15 minutes past 10 o'clock in the morning as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here on the back porch, we find Mrs. Victor Gook. Mrs. Gook stepped outside a moment or so ago to shake her mop, and discovering the atmosphere to be bright and fresh and deliciously warm, she decided to take a brief rest from her household duties and enjoy the radiant sunshine. And now she perceives a familiar figure in the alley by the garbage box. Listen.
Hello there.
Good morning, Say.
Mr. Dino asleep, Uncle Fletcher.
Glorious day.
Yes.
Run into Ray Fungal there on Kelsey Street just now. Ray tells me he's been in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the last 2 weeks. Wasn't it in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, where you and Vic bought that easy chair with the adjustable back? What's the matter?
Mr. Dino, who's asleep next door.
Is that a fact?
He got in off in a Kansas City freight drag at 6 o'clock this morning, and he's dog-tired. And at 4 o'clock this afternoon, he's taking a light engine to Murrayville on the Jack Line and bedheading back at midnight tonight. Golly, the punishment a railroad engineer has to take.
It works out that way sometimes.
Hey, sit down, Uncle Fletcher.
I believe it will.
Isn't it a perfectly wonderful day?
Yes, indeed.
I come out on the porch to shake my mop, and when I got a whiff of the air and felt the breeze, I decided to play hooky and soak myself up some sunshine.
That's right, that's right.
It's warm, and yet it's cool. That sounds crazy, don't it?
Yes, yes, it does.
It's warm, and yet it's cool.
Very crazy, very crazy.
Delicious weather for Mr. Donahue to get some sleep in. Dandy, fresh breeze blowing and all. I see he's got his window wide open. Pretty white curtains fluttering and dancing.
Well.
Oh, I bet he's just more than snoozing away.
Well.
Oh, yes, Uncle Fletcher. Quit acting so bored. From the expression on your face, a person would think you were in pain listening to your niece rattle on.
Not at all, Sadie, honey. Not at all.
You rattle on a while.
Fine.
How's Miss Keller?
She don't say a great deal, Miss Keller don't.
Eats three hearty meals every day and leaves it go at that, I bet.
Eats three hearty meals every day and leaves it go at that, yes. No, Miss Keller pretty much keeps her trap shut. I don't comment.
Oh, there go some boys along the alley. I hope they don't holler and kick up a lot of noise.
How's this?
Those boys in the alley there. I hope they go on past without screeching and hollering.
Going to talk about Mr. Donahue some more, are they, say?
You getting sick and tired of the subject of Mr. Donahue?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to wake up Mr. Donahue ourselves if we don't watch out.
Yes.
Maybe we better lower our voices.
Right.
He looked just ready to collapse when he got home this morning. I just happened to be glancing out the window and saw him. Looked just ready to collapse.
Who's it?
Mr. Donahue.
Oh, cool.
Hey, you rattle on about something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nice mop you got there, Sadie.
Well, thank you.
New one, is it?
Well, fairly new.
The handle is still pretty white. The metal clamp's not started to rust yet.
It's a fairly new mop.
Congratulations on it.
Oh, goodness.
Beg pardon?
A floor mop is a funny thing to get compliments on.
Not at all. I believe like Ernie Sweeler there in Belvedere used to say.
What was that?
If a person's got something nice, it don't hurt to mention it.
Uh-huh.
Person appreciates hearing something nice mentioned.
Imagine.
Say, for example, you're good looking.
All right.
I tell you, you're good looking.
Uh-huh.
You like to hear that.
Oh, sure.
Same identical thing if you've got a nice dog or a handsome diamond ring or a new suit or a good mop. You like to hear people mention?
Yes, I guess I do.
Ernie Sweeler lived by that rule, and he was one of the best-liked fellows in Belvedere. Dead now, Ernie is. Passed away under very sad circumstances.
still fairly young, too. Not much past 65. I've heard of sad things, Sadie, and I've seen sad things. But I believe this is the saddest thing I ever run up against in all the sad...
Oh, well, goodness. If it's sad, let's not even talk about it. It's too pretty a day. Let's change the subject.
Fine. Vic at the office, are they?
Oh, sure.
Russell at school?
Yes, this is his last week.
Works out that way sometimes. Works out that way sometimes.
It sure does.
I got something in my tooth.
The guilty feeling a person gets when they desert their housework and play hooky and sit in the sunshine is all the more delicious when they realize they got 8 or 9 jobs piled up.
I got work to do myself, Sadie, honey.
Oh, have you?
I'm not free to skulk in the sunshine all day.
I hope I never hinted you were.
This is one mighty busy day for me.
Uh-huh. Well, if what I said sounded like I was making out, you didn't have anything to do about
it. I only stopped past to pass the time of day. In just a few minutes, I've got to hurry down to the 1000 block on West Washington Street.
Uh-huh. Well,
no,
I'm
not free to skulk in the sunshine all day.
Uncle Fletcher, I've offended you. Gosh, I never had any idea in the world.
I got just as much to occupy my time as anybody else has.
Uncle Fletcher, I'm afraid we're talking too loud, Mr. Donahue.
What?
I'm afraid we're talking too loud. We'll wake up Mr. Donahue.
Fine.
No, not fine.
I've got to go down to the 1000 block on West Washington Street.
Oh?
I have an appointment with Bert Chauffer there in Chauffer's shoe repair shop.
Having your shoes repaired, are you?
I'm having the laces changed.
Oh,
what's funny?
Oh, it's nothing. I'm just silly this morning, I guess. You're going clear way out to the 1000 block on West Washington just to have your shoelaces changed?
Bert Chauffer is an expert at it.
An expert at changing shoelaces?
Yes.
Well, I should think you could change your own shoelaces at home.
What are you laughing at?
Am I laughing?
I is dancing around your head like you's going to bust out any minute.
No, but I guess it does strike me strange a person go to all about
it. I wear elkskin shoelaces, Sadie. It's a chore to put elkskin shoelaces in shoes. It takes strength to do it. And it takes a knack and years of practice. No, thunder. If it was just ordinary shoelaces, naturally I wouldn't bother going clear out to Bert Chauffer's place. But I'm talking about elkskin shoelaces. Look at my shoelaces once.
Huh?
Yeah, I can see why you laughed. No, this is elkskin shoelaces I'm talking about.
Well, certainly look substantial.
They are substantial. They are substantial.
Mean and obstinate, I bet, to work with.
Mean and obstinate is right. Sadie, honey, I'll go so far as to say this. I'll go so far as to say that I'd be willing to wager $5 silver... You couldn't change these elkskin shoelaces into another pair of shoes if you were allowed 8 hours in which to negotiate the job.
Well, I imagine you'd win the wager.
Why, you'd give up in terror and desperation and scalding tears after 20 minutes. It's no laughing matter. Hold up your foot once.
No.
Hold it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Just plain ordinary cotton. Just plain ordinary cotton. Plain, common, ordinary, 5 cents a pair of cotton.
Oh, well, ish. Quit running down a person's shoestrings.
Take your foot back, Sadie, honey. I'm through with it.
Well, thanks for nothing, I'm sure.
No, I can see why you laughed when I said I had an appointment with Bert Chauffer at Chauffer's shoe repair shop there on West Washington Street to have the laces in my shoes changed. You didn't realize I had reference to elkskin shoelaces.
No.
Why, murder, it takes Bert 2 solid hours.
Well, lands, I wouldn't have thought...
Hold up your foot again.
Huh?
Hold up your foot.
Oh, you quit treating me like a...
Just like I thought.
What's the matter now?
Just like I thought. You lace your shoes the ordinary crisscross way.
Well, sure I do.
I'll call your attention to the way my shoes are laced.
Let's see.
This is the Cincinnati overhand triple lock.
What is?
The manner in which my shoes are laced.
Oh, for goodness sake.
The Cincinnati overhand triple lock. See how involved it is?
Uh-huh.
Follow with your eye, please, the different directions this end of my shoestring travels.
Mm.
She comes up through this eyelet here. She crosses over, under and around.
Oh, it's like one big snarl.
It's the Cincinnati overhand triple lock.
I'll say.
invented and developed by Morgan Perrin of Downers Grove, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Perrin of Downers Grove, Illinois, by the way, was an uncle of Homer Hex there in Norman, Oklahoma. You bring Homer Hex of Norman, Oklahoma to mind, are they, Sadie?
He never even owned the socks he wore on his feet.
Homer Hex of Norman, Oklahoma never even owned the socks he wore on his feet.
Oh.
Morgan Perrin attempted to invent another method of lacing the shoes, a method known as the Little Daisy Counterclockwise Squeal. But it was so involved and complicated, his mind broke under the strain, and he'd never done anything the last 30 years of his life but sit out in the yard in a hammock and chuckle.
Oh, gracious.
So you see, Sadie, honey, Bert Chaffer has really got a job on his hands. Not only is he going to change a pair of elkskin shoelaces, but he's going to manipulate those elkskin shoelaces according to the formula laid down by Morgan Perrin of Downers Grove, Illinois, known as the Cincinnati Overhand Triple Lock.
Huh.
And, of course, it'll be quite a strain on me also.
Why?
I'm going to stand and watch Bert while he does it.
Oh.
The man goes through agony. When you used the words mean and obstinate a while ago, Sadie, you didn't use words one-third stout enough. A man threading elkskin shoelaces in a pair of shoes and following the Cincinnati Overhand Triple Lock formula of lacing will perspire and sob and cry and shudder and whimper and pull handfuls of hair off on his head and bite his lip and sometimes fall over in a dead faint.
My stars.
Certainly no joke, I can tell you.
Oh.
Well, I better be on my way.
Hey, me too.
I better be on my way to the 1000 block on West Washington Street.
I better be on my way upstairs and start making beds.
Glorious day.
Plans, yes. I bet Mr. Donahue's just mourning, snoozing away. Such a delicious breeze. See his pretty white curtain, how it flutters and dances?
Yes, fine. Well, Sadie, honey, I'll leave you now. I've got quite a heavy day in front of me.
Yes, you're going to have your shoestrings changed.
That's right.
Well, I hope everything goes off smooth.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too.
Oh.
Goodbye, Sadie, honey.
Goodbye, Uncle Fletcher.
Concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And don't forget to listen to Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ed Roberts saying good day for Crisco. It's digestible. This is the National Broadcasting Company.